I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, November 8th. Quincy Public School officials are investigating what they say were alarming incidents involving North Quincy and Quincy High School student misconduct involving video and audio files containing sexual harassment and hate speech that was shared on social media under the guise of athletic rivalry. In a statement, officials said the misconduct is extremely disturbing to the targeted adults and students and the entire Quincy school community. Officials said the offensive and dangerous behavior will not be tolerated, and the students involved will be held accountable and appropriately disciplined. The statement went on to say that the media reflects popular culture, but it is a major concern that the students lack the maturity and understanding of their impact on the school community of creating and sharing such content. Administrators say they will work with the high school athletic directors and coaches to stress positive leadership, respect for all, addressing hate speech, and respecting the privilege of representing the school as a member of an athletic team. A Plymouth man is facing charges in connection with a home invasion and then a stabbing in East Cambridge. Police say 35-year-old Mark Pincus had a knife when he broke into an apartment on Sharapa Street at about 8:20 Sunday morning. The woman living there was able to push Pincus into the hallway and out of her apartment. Police said he ran from the area after 911 was called. While police looked for the suspect, officers were flagged down by a man in a truck near Cambridge and 5th Street. A witness confirmed Pincus had approached that victim while he was sitting in his truck and stabbed him unprovoked. Officers then found Pincus nearby. He was arrested after initially fighting them off. A knife was found in his pants pocket. The stabbing victim was taken to a nearby hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The home invasion victim later confirmed Pincus was the man who broke into her apartment. He now faces numerous charges. A Boston police officer responding to a domestic violence call inside a home in Dorchester was stabbed in the neck Saturday night. The stabbing suspect was then shot and killed by another officer. Boston Police Superintendent in Chief Gregory Long said the officers responded to the call on Ingleside Street. Once officers got to the third floor, Long said that one officer was immediately stabbed in the neck. Another officer then shot the suspect to stab the officer. Both the suspect and injured officer were taken to local hospitals. Suspect later died. The other officers at the scene were taken to local hospitals as a precaution, and a knife was recovered. As of Saturday night, the names of the suspects and injured officer were not released, and the name of the officer who shot the suspect was not released. The Suffolk County DA's office is investigating. State police helped to rescue a man from the Neponset River in Dorchester after he was trying to retrieve his fallen drone and was unable to swim due to the frigid water. Happened about 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon near Pope John Paul Park. Police and a Boston EMS lieutenant found the man about 20 feet from shore. They threw him a flotation device and dragged him to shore. The man taken to area hospital for treatment. The man told troopers he went into the water after his drone crashed, but quickly realized he couldn't get back because of the cold temperatures. Police say it was fortunate troopers and the EMS lieutenant were in the right place at the right time. Several skirmishes broke out yesterday afternoon after what was supposed to be a peaceful rally on Boston Common Bandstand. Organizers from Super Happy Fun America planned the rally to protest a number of issues, including the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. But organizers said they were drowned out by counter-protesters, and some were even attacked as they began to set up for the event. Super Happy Fun America said their rental van front window was smashed. The van driver then drove through the barricades. Police apprehended the driver. Police shut the event down early due to safety concerns. A few people did have to seek medical treatment, but no arrests were reported. A Quincy man has admitted to collecting more than $16,000 in overtime for work that he didn't do while he was a Boston police officer. 64-year-old Thomas Nee of Quincy has pleaded guilty. He was first charged last month after officials at the U.S. Attorney's Office said he submitted false overtime slips for hours he didn't work at an evidence warehouse in Hyde Park from February of 2015 through February of 2018. To date, 15 Boston officers have been charged in connection with committing overtime fraud at the department's evidence warehouse. Nee was the ninth officer to plead guilty. He will be sentenced next May. A proposal to create a 5-mile walking path connecting Quincy Center with Adams Shore, Germantown, and Howes Neck is being put together. The so-called President's Coast Trail is an idea from Scott Bishop of Bishop Land Design in Quincy and resident P.J. Foley. The trail would link the peninsulas to Quincy Center through the Broad Meadows Marsh. Foley says a footbridge over the town river near the National Grid substation on Field Street would be needed in order to complete the trail, but he says much of the trail already exists. Permitting for the new footbridge is already in place. Footbridges over Town River off the Southern Artery and Rock Island Cove on Howes Neck would also be needed to complete the pathway. Funding may come from the federal grants. Design funding was provided by Quincy Community Preservation Fund. The planning process will take 6 to 8 months to complete. Proponents say the new path would open up Quincy's coastline to more residents. Hospital systems seeking to expand would face another layer of state review, and a buffer zone would be created to protect community hospitals against competition from new outpatient surgery centers. Under a bill, House Speaker Ron Mariano of Quincy hopes to move forward over the next 2 weeks. Mariano said the bill responds to an issue he sees as the result of market changes after the 2012 passage of a health care cost control law. Among other features, that law created the Health Policy Commission, which analyzes mergers, affiliations, and acquisitions to determine if they affect health care costs or market function. The Department of Public Health vets proposed health care facility expansions, changes in ownership, and certain other transactions through its determination of need process and program. Mariano has been indicating recently the House plans to act on some sort of health care legislation. Under the bill, hospital systems pursuing expansion that require a new license, not expansions on existing campuses, would need to notify the Health Policy Commission in addition to going through the determination of need process. Mariano says that if the Health Policy Commission reviews an expansion under the bill, its final report would need to be considered as part of the determination of need decision. The legislature is set to embark on a roughly 7-week recess after November 17th. A key player in past health care legislation on Beacon Hill, Mariano named the survival of community hospitals as one of his priorities when he ascended to the speakership last year. Governor Baker signed two bills that will draw new district lines for all 200 state House and Senate seats in Massachusetts. State lawmakers who crafted the new maps said the new districts will help strengthen the political clout of Black, Hispanic, and minority voters. In the new House map, the number of districts with a majority of minority residents will increase from 20 to 33. Those majority-minority House districts include 8 with a majority of Hispanic residents, and 2 with a majority of Black residents. The other districts have a minority of non-Hispanic white residents. The Senate also worked to create districts that will increase the opportunity for people of color to elect senators of their choice, including Springfield, Boston, and Lawrence. Both chambers are overwhelmingly Democratic. The new maps reflect the state's shifting population recorded by the 2020 U.S. Census. Baker signed legislation creating the new maps last Thursday. Secretary of State Bill Galvin says the new maps divide local precincts in multiple ways and will lead to chaos at the polls and make it impossible for voters to understand who their elected representatives are. He said some districts could even require multiple ballots. Members of Congress renewing the push to make daylight saving time permanent, as most of the nation turned back the clocks 1 hour early Sunday morning. U.S. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, a Rhode Island Democrat, said the bipartisan Sunshine Protection Act would end an antiquated and disruptive practice. Whitehouse has co-sponsored the measure, along with two senators, Florida Republican Marco Rubio and Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey, among others. He argues that making daylight saving time permanent has economic and public health benefits. Whitehouse said evidence suggests it can lead to greater economic activity, greater energy savings, and lower rates of seasonal depression, not to mention fewer car accidents and robberies with more daylight in the afternoon. Daylight saving time generally runs from mid-March to early November. In recent years, some 19 states have enacted legislation or passed resolutions calling for year-round daylight saving time, change that would require congressional approval. A check of business news. Stocks were up on Friday. The Dow rose 203. The NASDAQ was up 31. The S&P added 17. Global markets were stronger. The dollar rose. The euro was higher. Oil at $82 a barrel. Sports. Patriots beat the Panthers in Carolina 24-6. The National Weather Service forecast. Today, mostly sunny at a high near 60. Clear and cold tonight, low 33. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 64. Wednesday, sun and clouds, highs in the low 60s. Mostly sunny Thursday with a high 57. With a boater, waves about a foot. Light winds out of the north. High tide at 1:36 p.m. Sunrise at 6:26. Set at 4:28. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, November 8th.